Thank you. We are live for audio and video.
Can Bull hit it here, or we got to go in there?
I already did it. The video is live, audio is live now.
So watch what you say.
You got to watch what I say now.
All right, very good. Okay, I'd like to call the May 23rd, 2023 meeting to order for the Board of Trustees of Jerusalem Township. I'd like to request a moment of silence. We have in honor of our veterans and the upcoming Memorial Day, all of those veterans from all wars who have sacrificed their lives for our freedom. I'd like to ask for a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Joel, roll call, please.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Mark Saller.
Present.
Bo Miller.
Present.
Thank you.
Roll call complete.
Okay, we have two sets of minutes to approve. The first set is April 25th. Any questions on?
Correct.
Yes, these are.
I move to accept the April 25th meeting minutes.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
I'll abstain because I wasn't here, so.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Saller.
Yes.
Meeting minutes approved.
These are for Joel, please. Okay, and the second set of minutes is from May 9th. Hopefully everybody's had a chance to take a look at those. Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
I'll second it.
Roll call, Mark Saller.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Meeting minutes approved.
And here's the set for Joel, please. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Fiscal officer's report, Joel.
Do you have the reports in front of you?
Yep.
Yes. Thank you.
618, 472, and 67 cents in our Star Ohio, 799, 221, and 77 cents in our checking. Warrant numbers 21742 through 21768, and that totals $22,031.24. And then deposits since last meeting is totaling $23,556.93.
Oh wow, that don't happen very often, does it?
Where the receipts are equal to or greater than the payments? Yes, that's excellent.
Pretty unusual.
Yes.
How'd you do that?
Somebody gave us money. I don't think
I move for approval of the fiscal officer's report as read.
I can second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Saller.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right, thank you. A zoning report. No zoning report this week. Is Gary on?
Gary, can you hear us? We can't hear you. Is this on? Oh. Can you hear us?
Yes.
All right, sorry, I had to turn the speakers on.
All right, cool, man. All right, so I had shared with you guys the notes earlier today. Did you guys all get those?
Yes.
Awesome. All right, so first I'm going to talk about the Community Day, which is tomorrow. From 5 to 7 at Jerusalem Elementary, we're going to have most of the rec board's going to be there to help monitor the inflatables. We're going to have Rusty Taco and Kona Ice are going to be there to serve food and desserts. And it should be an awesome time. You guys are all, everybody's invited. We had a lot of parents from kiddos at the elementary that said they're excited to come out and check it out. So I'm pretty pumped about it. Should be a good time. You guys have any questions about that?
No, that's great.
Awesome.
We'll see you. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Awesome. It should be. It's going to be a good time. I'm hoping we get a good turnout. It's one of those things where we kind of did something similar last year at the last second, but since we've had a little bit more time to push it out and market that we're going to actually have something there, hopefully more people show up.
Weather's nice too, Gary.
What's that?
The weather's excellent, really nice.
Oh, it's supposed to be beautiful. Yeah. I was so worried we'd have rain, but no, it's supposed to be nice and dry like it's been for the past month. So it's a good thing I planted grass seed in my field about 2 weeks ago. Park Fest update. So we're good on with Park Fest. I'll just go through my notes right here. If you guys have them in front of you, feel free just to pause me anytime. And if Elvis is at the meeting right now, Elvis, feel free to jump in, because I know I chatted with you for a while yesterday about this too. So for Park Fest, it is scheduled for Saturday, August 12th. And we're going to have the following things go on. So the biggest one for us as a township that we're putting on is the family event at the elementary. I know the Elvis have talked to me a little bit about getting a hold of the Metro Parks to get a climbing structure to come out, that they have something like that available. We also discussed having kids flying kites out in the rec fields. I know we had somebody out last year with remote control airplanes, and I know that the kids and the adults that were there thought that was pretty neat. But I figured it's always windy out there, so we might as well get some kids to fly kites and some adults to fly kites. Grilling food last year, and Mark, you could probably answer this. Cindy Getzinger, was that who was responsible for cooking the food last year?
That's correct. Yeah, Cindy awesome. And her husband, right.
Because I have her number. I'm going to get a hold
very
of
good.
Her. And maybe Mr. Bench, if you would be interested in potentially donating some corn like you did last year. That would be wonderful because it tasted delicious.
No problem, Gary.
I'll hit you up on that later, closer to the date. I still need to talk to the fire department. I don't think it's going to be an issue about having some pool and putting the having one of their portable pools and some water for the kids as well. I did talk to Butch Berger about having some of his big farm equipment out there, and he is more than happy to do that. He's going to have a hay ride for everybody as well. So similar to what we did last year, Butch is all over that and thinks it sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. Gary, yeah, I think that last year the fire department set up a slide down the hill and had water spraying. Yeah. That was a huge hit with the kids.
That was awesome. And the kids,
you know, not just the kids, and the families all loved the hay rides that Butch and his team put on. So yeah, those are two real big winners.
So we're gonna continue with that. And I didn't include this in my notes, but I also wanna get more businesses to come set up tables, to have some information. I know it's further down in the notes, but have the West Sister Fishing Fleet get info. I need to reach out to all these people as well. And at the very bottom, I'd like to set up, I'll go over it in a little bit. I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. But another thing that we did last year was a bike ride at Maumee Bay. Unfortunately, the John Del Toro was the contact for that. They have a big bike ride on Saturday the 12th in White House. So they're not sure if they really could pull the people around to do one that night or even the next morning, August 13th. I'm still waiting to hear back from him about that. But when speaking with Elvis, he suggested a great idea to have a kid bike ride and to have just get a bunch of people out, or kids and families, to have a bunch of people out there just to ride their bikes around Maumee Bay. Because hopefully it's beautiful weather, and it gets people outside moving around.
Yeah, Gary, I believe, if I remember correctly, we did need to fill out a request with Maumee Bay for the event. There was no cost to that request, but we had to complete that in advance, and they'll help you through that if you contact the Maumee Bay people.
Awesome. Just writing that down. Cool. High Flash is going to be they're excited about it. They're going to have live music and a food special, so I'm going to make sure that when we get a flyer put up, we're going to put that on the flyer. Something a little unfortunate though, the Oregon Jerusalem Historical Society is not sure if they're going to be able to have a powwow this year. They're having trouble finding people to help organize it and run it. Elvis is still going to try to spearhead that, but it's not looking like that might be a part of that day. So they might have to move it later in the year. I need to follow up with Pam Teat over at Bono's Tavern to see if they're going to be interested in being in it this year. Elvis has the contact for the new owners of the Bilge. I'm going to give them a couple months, or probably about a month or so, to kind of get their feet settled and opening. Anchor point. Elvis had mentioned a little bit about a golf cart parade. Still not 100% sure what that is. But something like that out at Anchor Point. So Elvis, are you there right now? Are you saying stuff?
Yes, reach out to
Anchor Point. Feel free to jump in, man, and save me if I sound like an idiot.
He is.
Can you hear me, Gary?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, we can reach out. Get with me. We'll reach out to either Lorraine or Sarah. And get, if they have the information yet. And I don't want to get the cart in front of the horse, but I'll just throw it out there now. I'm sure it's on your list, and that is that boy, the more people we can get in the community to volunteer and help support, as well as, you know, individuals in addition to the businesses, that would be really great.
Yeah, that's at the end of my list. I talked before about getting hold of the West Sister Fishing Fleet. About having an info table at the community, at the elementary during our family day. Same with the FFA and the 4-H to promote agriculture, and just to do a cold call with the Black Swamp Bird Observatory just to have information about birding. I reached out to Kathy Morse about having kayaking at the Howard Marsh again. She's gonna get a hold of me actually later tonight in probably about an hour. After she meets with her people to see if that's something, but she said that they would love to, she would like to be involved with it as well. And I know I talked to Linda about it as well when she was out at the school yesterday. And she said she would be interested in helping having a kayak ride out at Howard Marsh, because I know that's a lot of fun and very, very, very relaxing. So I would like to, I'm going to keep that in mind about doing that as well. But the final thing is that I would like to set up an in-person meeting. I've been really swamped at school, and this is the last week of school. So I'm looking to have a meeting with you guys possibly next Thursday, if you guys can make it. Or if you can't make that date, we can set up a different date just to sit down and we can hash out these details and figure out volunteers and any other little things that I'm missing. And I can actually delegate some people to take this and whatnot for it. So
Gary, is that
food for thought? If you guys are available for that, that'd be great.
Gary, is that Thursday, June 1st that you're thinking of?
Yes.
Okay.
If you guys can make it, if you need to move it to a different day, let me know.
What time?
7 o'clock.
Seven.
And who are you looking, who are you asking to be there?
Yes.
No.
Anybody who wants to be involved in helping. Elvis, Mark, I mean, Bo, Dave, if you guys, anybody who wants to be involved in helping with this.
Okay. All right. And Gary, you may want to have a series of meetings.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. But yeah, I think that should be fine for a kickoff.
Okay.
June 1st. Okay.
June 1st.
Yeah.
Maybe every 2 or 3 weeks after that, try to keep it consistent leading up to it.
So if you may want to go ahead and send an email out to everybody that you would like to come.
Yep. Awesome.
And I know there's a few players that don't have email, but like Butch can get a hold of other guys from the Tractor Club. Perfect. and get the word to them.
Perfect. And the last thing I have is just spring sports. I know that we have two Jerusalem baseball teams that are two Jerusalem T-ball teams. So that's any incoming kindergartner. We have two full teams of them, which is wonderful. We have one coach pitch softball team of all Jerusalem kids. I know because I'm coaching that, and we have two kid pitch softball teams, which are the first and second graders. So I'm coaching one of those too. So it's our numbers are growing. I know that out of all the schools that sign up through the Oregon Rec and us to participate in sports, Jerusalem has head and shoulders above everybody else. So it's awesome to see. It's really cool to see. So we're growing.
Well, excellent on the spring sports. And Gary, you've got, there's a lot of really great ideas here for the Park Fest. That's wonderful.
Awesome.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to the June 1st meeting to then start to get identify people that are willing to take charge of different sectors of that event.
And if you guys, and Elvis, you too, if any of you guys can think of anybody else you think would be an asset to be involved with this, send me their contact info and I'll call or email them and we'll get the ball rolling on this.
Thank you, Gary, for everything you do. This is fantastic. And I will have the airplanes there, but like you said, if it's windy, we can't fly.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah,
that was a real hit last year, too.
It'd be a perfect time to fly kites then.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, one or the other, absolutely. Or hopefully both.
Right.
Okay.
So I'll end it with saying, hope I see everybody tomorrow out at the elementary from 5 to 7. It should be a good time. Bring your family, bring your kids, bring everybody just to come and hang out.
Very good. Okay, great.
All right.
Any questions for Gary, gentlemen? Okay.
Oh, Joel, yes. Real quick. Can you hear me, Joel?
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out who that check is from. I have several phone calls out to people, and I haven't heard back from anybody yet. So that's on me. I'll make sure I figure that one out.
Yeah, at some point I can just mail the check back to the person. They can figure out that they're
and,
missing.
I think I want to start it with when people mail their checks in to print off a copy of their lease agreement, so I don't have to keep forwarding you all these emails. I just think that would be that's where there's little confusion if they just send that in with you. Are you okay with that?
It's not a big inconvenience for me to get that from me because it isn't like it happens every week.
Okay. You know? Cool, man. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good work. Okay. Any other questions for Gary for Rec? Okay. Moving on to the fire department. Chief.
Good evening, everyone. Just as a safety note, as Gary shared with us, we're in the last week of school, so our kids are going to be out playing. Just be alert. Pay attention. They could be the unexpected one that could dart out in front of you or something. So just stay alert. Trustees, I'm happy to bring another applicant.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
For the fire department. She has had her interview with the department members, and we would like to take her on, pending yours. And we're starting to get background check and physicals on the other ones that we've already accepted. And then we're looking at training beginning the end of June.
The younger boys you're talking to.
Yeah, we got the two young boys and the young lady. Mm-hmm. And this woman here, she works at... the refinery is a security officer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like a refinery. So,
this is Martin.
So that one I need you guys to approve.
I just want to see your name.
Wait, you can give that to Joel.
I just got to type the name. Bertha?
Yeah.
Horsley, okay.
Can you make a motion?
Sure. I move to hire Bertha Alicia Horsley for the fire department pending a background check and a physical.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mark Zeller?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bo Miller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you, trustees. This is a curious question. Yesterday, for a good period of time, Verizon phone service was horrible. I even called our dispatch and put them on alert that the service was very, very interrupted. We were dropping calls left and right. So
I had the same thing happened to me.
I don't really resolve about it. I'm just sharing with you that I was concerned about especially our region, the Howard Farms and Reno area. Mm-hmm. It's already a challenge with the phones, but it was added to it. Kevin even experienced it too. So
it happened this morning again too.
It did?
Yeah, I had trouble too.
Chief, just a reminder for all of us, if that occurs, if because maybe the system's overwhelmed, we do have the GETS system, which we can take priority. And you're all signed up on
that.
Right.
The thing
GETS.
Was, there was zero service.
There was zero service.
Well, if you can't get anything, then you can't move. There's no top of the queue to move to.
I mean, your phones were rented out.
Wow.
Were,
okay.
Yeah, nothing.
It didn't appear like we had any radio problems, which is totally a different system. But, again, it was a concern. But I was going to talk to EMA and see if they knew of anything or heard of anything.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Anyways, just want to share that.
Thank you.
We just had our firefighter banquet award, and I'm pleased to announce that Dr. Melissa Amonette has 10 years of service with our department, and from the members of the department, they nominated her and awarded her Firefighter of the Year. So she was the recipient for that award.
And I guess if you, I can append on to that, congratulations to Chief Tony for 10 years as chief and 40 years with the Jerusalem Township Fire Department.
And I'd received a very nice plaque.
Chief, I don't want to make you feel old, but when you got in the fire department, I was one. Just saying. Okay.
Thank you.
Tony, where did you hang the axe at home?
It's right now in a room on a table, so.
Oh.
Not just, I haven't seen where it's going yet. It may come to the station, so everyone can see it.
It's a very nice recognition.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yes.
Display. Want to share with everyone, the Fires Association will be hosting our chicken barbecue on June 11th. There are pre-sale tickets at Bench Farms Greenhouse and Jack Superette. And then you can also seek out the firefighters. They can get you tickets too if you're worried about getting pre-sale. I believe we are doing 700 halves this year.
Can you get me some info on that, and I'll put it on the sign?
Yes, sir.
Exactly what you want.
Yeah, I'll get you the display that we're using, yes.
If we can get a flyer, too, we can disperse it on social media.
Great. Yeah. We'll work. Do that, too. You're going to see it in the press, too. It's going to fold out.
Haven't you folks sold out the last few years?
We have.
That's wonderful. Well, excellent.
And we had our chief administrator kind of panic at the last minute, and so... He reduced the number right at the last second, and he shouldn't have done it because we didn't have any trouble. So thank you, everyone. You know, we get great support from the community, and it's fun passing them out. Even Kevin does it. And then just wanted to share with
you're
you
calling
folks.
Calling your friend, right?
Did you see that maybe a communication? Matt Krause is... leaving the EMA.
Did not see
he
that.
He took a job offer in Georgia someplace, so he was moving on there, and Friday's a little get-together for him at the EMA. So, and the last thing I wanted to ask is, did you guys have any luck talking to Matt Heiderman yet, or any arrangements of time to see him?
At the last meeting, I thought you were going to invite him to attend.
I will, but David was going to see him.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't know if you had the opportunity.
I skipped it. I actually forgot about
okay,
the last
that's
one.
Fine. We'll
but there's one coming up, and I'll
no
see
problem.
Him there.
I will contact him.
Okay. All right. Very good. Yeah, we would welcome him to come to one of these, provide an update at one of these meetings.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I believe we will also have to consider writing up contractual language and making sure the prosecutor and stuff looks at that when we right. create our agreement between us and Oregon for the
agreed.
ALS support.
Agreed. Okay.
Tony, do we have much to say?
Excuse me?
Do we have much to say?
We have plenty to say in a contractual agreement. I want to make sure that our township is going to see no difference in service, and yet if we're ALS capable, which most of the time we are, I want to make sure that the agreement has it in there that we will take care of our residents and do this. Right now, as it is today, if we have an ALS situation, we are obligated to give that to Lucas County.
Lucas County.
Squad. But that's part of the change is that, but in lieu of that going away, Oregon is agreeing
to back
support
you up.
And provide the ALS if we don't. So if it's just Kevin and I,
right.
and we need an ALS, then they're gonna supply.
Right. Okay.
Good.
I know it sounds a little bit jumbled yet, but
but yeah, whenever you have the staffing, then you folks will handle the transport.
Yes,
very good. Chief, any update? I know you've been working on the fire, the water fire suppression solutions for the non-hydranted areas. Any update there?
Well, we repaired the hydrant connection up on the coulee, and there's been a team of individuals going around drafting at several different locations. Lake Erie Lodge, we're going to make sure that hydrant is available, because that not only supplies the lodge, but all those, we could use that for homes and stuff like that. So, we've made some great strides in that, and we've re-strategized our movement of our trucks.
Okay. Are you still looking at putting in dry hydrants, or do you have other solutions to draw?
Yeah, we still have a couple residents that are offering their location to us to install a dry hydrant.
Wonderful.
Some locations are very close where we don't need to put one in. We can just use our hose and our float dock in order to create that. But the ones that are, like, there's one area that's behind a fence. So we're going to put the hydrant
out front
on the accessible side to us. And it will not only provide protection for his property, but everybody else in that Donovan area.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay.
So, yeah, we're working towards that.
Thank you. Appreciate your continued work on that.
And that's all I have, unless you have any other questions.
Any questions for the chief?
Oh, I do have one more thing. The hall is going to be getting a AED. The fire department, part of the OTARMA grant money that we received, that was the $500, we took that towards there, and then either the fire department or the association will pick up the rest. But we're going to put an AED in a box on the wall in the hall. So there'll be one here all the time available for our community.
Excellent. Thank you, Chief. Mm-hmm. Any other questions for the chief? Okay. Thank you. Kevin, maintenance department.
Mine will be a lot shorter than his. The ongoing deal with True Green, I can talk to him in Columbus. Cannot physically talk to him in Perrysburg. They've had a big turnover of employees fluxing in and out of there. Well, I told the people in Columbus that I didn't want them to do anything until we got together. Well, yesterday they sprayed out here, but they've done nothing at the cemetery or the parks or anything as of yet. So
we did sign the contract.
Yep, signed the contract.
Okay.
Waiting on somebody from Perrysburg to eventually get a hold of me so we can get that worked out. Been working in the cemetery, have taken and put all the foundations in. Most of the graves are leveled down. They're not prepped for any seed. Obviously, with the weather forecast for the next couple weeks, there's no big hurry on getting any seed in there. But there's, I counted it, 18 graves that we're going to have to seed. So we have quite a few over there. And that'll be mowed on Thursday, so it'll still be decent come Monday.
Very good.
Is Dunberger coming? Do we know?
I have not heard.
Let me check on that.
Like, I'll have
in just a second.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Chief.
Yeah, haven't heard yet, and they haven't contacted me about putting the flies out yet. So we're still waiting to hear on that, because normally, unless they do it over a weekend, which they would have done it last weekend, and as of so far, they haven't put them out yet. So we usually go out and put them out and make it quicker, because they're just, there ain't many of them anymore that can do all the walking. So,
okay.
And other than that, me and David just looking into a truck. I did make it out to the county. I got two salt spreaders from them. So I'm gonna convert one over so we can just run berm through it. Then the other one, make sure that it's all set up so it could go on either truck if we'd have a failure of either one of the other salt spreaders.
Okay.
So, and that was at no cost to us.
Excellent. So. Wonderful. All right. Other preparations for Memorial Day? You said you're trying to make sure that everything's mowed and trimmed so that it looks nice and neat for Memorial Day. What about the Curtis community? They were going to be putting out banners.
They already changed them.
Okay, so those are up?
Yep, Tammy changed them.
Excellent.
So they did that on I got him to do it on a truck and a ladder. So.
All right. Any other flag displays that we're able to put out there?
It's kind of hard if the fire department's not going to have to function at the cemetery, because for the memorial service, that flag's supposed to come to half mast. Then, I forget what time it is, sometime later in that day, it's supposed to be raised back up again. And usually the fire department does it. But
they had their service already on the 20th, right? Okay. Yep.
So, okay. If Rick's, and they're going to have the service over there,
yes.
I'll have to get the crank and everything to Rick.
What time?
Let him do it.
I'll put that on the sign.
So if anybody in the public can attend, it is a very nice service. It's from seeing it multiple years and seeing our veterans, their numbers have dwindled quite a bit, but these old timers are still getting out there and honoring our country and doing this, and you know, they've already served and they continue to serve. So if you can go, really go. It's something to maybe take the grandkids or youngsters to, so they can kind of learn and understand and respect the day.
So it's at 11 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on Monday.
Yeah, just understand that this post makes several visits to several of the cemeteries, and I think ours is the last one traditionally, and then they go back and they have a fellowship back at their post.
Okay, right. Thank you. Very good. All right. Nothing from the food pantry. Any update from Reno Beach Hard Farms Conservancy District?
Well, ours will be even shorter than Kevin's. We will have something, but it will come up later in the meeting, I believe.
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. Old business. Dave, ditch project at Rachel and East.
They finally called me up. They have all the plans all set and everything, and I guess I kind of screwed up a little bit. I have to get the easement for that tile to go through, so I got to talk to the lawyer and talk to Mr. Anderson and get that easement through there, and then after I get that, we can get the bids for it and get that tile in.
There's not one that's through there now?
Yeah, there is, but there's not a written easement, and the county wants a written easement.
Oh, okay. I knew there was a tile there.
Yeah, they can't stop you once you're in there.
Yeah.
I've did this before, but the county wants a written easement.
Okay. Do you expect any issues?
Oh, no. Mr. Anderson's been really good.
Yeah, I would think
really
he would
good.
Be.
Really good.
Very agreeable. Okay.
Yeah. And on that same deal, when Grotto's dug it out, they feathered it really good because we took a lot of dirt out of there. So I called up Grotto's and see if they would feather it a little bit more with a dozer, and they said they'd do it for $1,700. And I said, well, do it. They're going to do it tomorrow morning. They're going to start at 8. That was way within my authority to do so. Mm-hmm. That way Kenny can get in there. Well, be Mark. Get in there and get it planted. So.
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. Elliston and Route 2 Flapper?
I called again today, and I bugged him again, Matt, and he said, you know, as we know, they have it in hand, and he said as soon as he gets the right weather for the lower the...
We can't get any better weather now.
So it's on the agenda, I guess, put it that way. I'm waiting, but that's why I left it on here. Until it gets done, it's going to be on here.
Yeah. I think we should have a ceremony over there when they put it on.
Unless you need a really strong south wind, I'm not sure what else you need.
I offered you again, Tony. I said the guys will go in their dive suits,
yeah,
I said.
All right. Dave, anything on Route 2 signage?
No, whenever you get the signs, we'll get them up.
They should be coming soon. They did say it'd be a minimum of 2 weeks, and it's been just under 2 weeks, so we should be hearing in a week.
Pretty soon we'll have them up then.
Yep. Toledo Lucas County Health Department sharing survey.
Yeah, did you guys, you know, I was going to do that, and I forgot. I did give you one, didn't I?
You did.
I forgot about that. You guys pick something out here.
I thought the household sewage treatment sounded good. The nuisance issues, rodents, bed bugs, etc.
Okay.
60 plus. And I wasn't sure the infectious disease. I wasn't sure the focus there. but that may be an area of interest as well.
Okay. We could have a big meeting.
And I guess I was going to suggest that if they wanted, you know, I was thinking that maybe like a town hall presentation or a regularly scheduled trustee meeting. Either one.
I think it'd be better if we had it, you know, not have it at a meeting.
Yeah, I think have a separate.
Have a dedicated.
Because they might want to do it. They might do it on a weekend, or they might, you know, or in the evening another day. Yeah.
And as far as the frequency, I was thinking that, you know, quarterly might be a nice frequency too.
Yeah.
So that way they're not too close together.
Well, maybe
if
we
they're
could
willing to do that.
Maybe we just do maybe two at a time or something, or you want to do them all, or
I wouldn't want to overload people with too much information.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
Yeah, you know, maybe we just cover two topics at a time, and in the meeting we can also let the group know, hey, there's these other topics. Mm-hmm. Is there enough interest?
Yeah.
In other topics.
Write that in the
no, that they wrote that.
Maybe.
They added that. Do you think that should be added?
I'll tell you what.
Is that a big youth issue?
These kids, these days, I see that.
He's suggesting adding vaping.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Okay.
Anything else, Bo?
No, that was.
That is a big thing. When I went to the meeting, they talked about
these
that. That's why I added it.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Very good.
Sounds good. I'll call them up.
Excellent. Thank you, David. Okay, next is the May 10th 911 TAC meeting.
Just a second here.
Sure.
Second. I played hooky on that one, but I'll tell you what happened. With a lack of a quorum, no official meeting was held, and the minutes were not recorded. Mm-hmm. The most significant discussion was related to the alternative funding efforts. Matt Hiram reported the subcommittee had been working to get language into the budget bill on the House side. In the last hours, the language was removed. They are now working to get it through on the Senate side. So the next meeting should be interesting too. I got to make sure I make that. So nothing really happened last time.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your update.
Yeah. Stacy sent this. I feel sorry for her. You know.
She's got a tough job.
She's got a tough job.
Yeah. Next item then, David, is the new snowplow truck.
I just got all the information on it, and Kevin and I are going to go through it, and it's $205,000 for it, you know, totally equipped. And we can, Kevin and I never dreamt, but we can get it in 60 days. They just had a freak happen. Someone turned one down, and so we can get it in 60 days, and I guess that's a deal. I think the last time we paid about $120,000, but the way everything is, it's crazy.
So on that topic, Kevin just mentioned, and Joel, while you're here, I was of the impression that the $50,000 that we'd allocated from the COVID relief monies is still in the general fund, still in our funds, hasn't been moved over to the road budget yet.
It doesn't get moved; it stays in there.
Okay.
So
all right. So
whatever's in that fund stays.
So that $112,000. Contains the 50 that'll get moved over that can be put towards this truck. So that'll leave us with about 62.
Right? Just not do the chairs in that then, huh?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll be able to do the chairs plus whatever. Okay. You know, we'll be able to get a few more projects in.
I think the other thing that was talked about prior to the meeting starting was not paying it all at once. There's like a couple years.
Oh, the truck? Yeah.
There's options.
Yeah, there's options, and we can pay it right away. There's nothing stopping us from, you know.
Put a large down payment.
Yeah. There's nothing. There's no stipulation. I got it for 5 years, 7 years, whatever. It came in this afternoon. I didn't have time to.
Right.
So we'll probably, Kevin and I will look at that, and I'll send you guys some emails with the rest of the stuff, and so we all know for the next meeting.
Very good. Thank you.
The truck's kind of on hold, you know, that we kind of have it, you know. But
so they're holding it for you? That's great. Ordinarily, it's a couple-year wait.
Yeah, that's what we figured, at least a year and a half or something. That's why Kevin and I wanted to get one started, you know, and just a freak happening that something, you know, turned up.
Wonderful.
About 18 months is pretty common with a lot of them.
All right.
And it's a Western Star. It's made for snowplowing. It's the number one truck. And that's what Lucas County's using. All that, and Oregon's got all Western Stars they've got now, and yeah, so it's number one. It's a good truck.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Next item, David, is the SCS DJ Mears two-stage ditch report.
We drove around, DJ and I, and there's some ditches that start like at Bob Varga's over there by North Curtis, and then it goes all the way across Route 2 back of the Lighty Farms there. And we thought we could two-stage that, and there's a couple other ones like that that go through there. The government's paying for it. They're cleaning it and everything. It won't cost anybody anything, so it's a win-win situation. That's for everybody. Great. So we're DJ and I are going around and looking at different places where to do this.
So and that'll help slow down the water flow and reduce the amount of runoff that
the two-stage
nutrient
well, yeah.
runoff that reaches
yeah, it,
the lake.
It goes and then it V's out like yeah.
And David,
yeah,
the one at Turnow and Beeler would be a nice one to look at. Okay. Runs through the Hotbacker Farm and back through Gary Mankey's property and stuff. Runs over the ditch. It runs along around
into Cedar Creek there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, that would be a good one there.
All that storm sewer water there at Beeler, and also catches this half of Turnow Road.
Yeah, you're talking about Cedar Creek.
Well, it's Vogelbacher's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh, right there. Yeah.
Yeah, that one runs right on out.
Which he had that dip about 5 years ago by Burkhardt, I think.
Mm-hmm.
On his side, I don't know if Minky's ever did anything on their side of it.
I forgot about that one, yeah.
Yep. Seen it when I drove by it the other day, and I thought I'd better put that one on
there. I saw Doug the other day. He was in the greenhouse. He looked pretty good.
Okay. All right, David, last item for you is the bulk water filling station possibility.
I left it on there. I haven't did a thing, but I think it's something that I'll work on.
Okay.
Because I think it's really a good idea. If no one understands it, they have them in Wood County. And there's a fellow, a neighbor here, who thought that we could put one out here. And we got the city water, and they have, what do you call it, the osmosis?
Or reverse osmosis.
It reverse osmosis in it, and
yeah.
you can fill your jugs there, and it's a perfect mm-hmm. spot for it. So we're going to look into that and see if we can do something like that.
Very good. Okay. Bo, the 11534 Greenwood Avenue.
Yes. So after doing more research, 11534 Greenwood Avenue is ours. And it has a house on it.
It's okay. That was just a very recent transfer then. Okay.
Is that the White House?
Behind Jim Hall. There. So.
Oh, that's the one with all the weeds around and everything.
Yep.
Yep, I know exactly. I cut the weeds there one time.
Yep. Yeah. So that it is ours. There was we didn't realize it.
Okay.
It was one of them that kind of
I think the transfer
down.
Was just a couple months ago. So
it was. But I think it had been it had been on the land in the land bank for quite a long time mm-hmm. and I don't know. I want to get over there and look at the house to see if it's, I don't know how bad a shape it's in or.
No, it's pretty bad shape.
Right, whatnot. Yeah. So,
okay. Yeah.
We'll
all right.
Get over there.
So, more to come.
Yep.
Very good. Okay. And then the chart care.
The chart.
Chair
carts. And I did get the sizes today. They don't. Mm-hmm. It looks like they're not going to fit through the doors.
Okay.
So, I'm going to go back and revisit that and see if we can find something different. But we might not be able to find anything to fit in and out of the doors. Once, you know, so that's kind of where I was at.
Well, we could use some of that money if we have to knock that wall out there. Right. That'll be costly.
One thing I had for old business.
Sure.
It might be old business, and I'm not 100% sure. I think Linda had brought it up before. Jim Vogelbacher actually brought this up to me, and they're going through it right now. They're dealing with it in Ottawa County. I believe Kevin Fox just is applying to have some huge solar fields put in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if it's under 50 megawatt, I think is what Jim was saying, it falls solely on the township. Anything above that, it goes on, it goes to the feds. But there is a guy in the Ottawa County, probably in the soil conservation there, or on that board, or maybe on the Farm Bureau, all he does is he's an advisor for this type of stuff. So Jim was saying, you should look at your zoning books because they're coming and you can, there's things that we can do about it, but we have to have all the stuff kind of ducks in a row, so.
All right, so.
But I think zoning was looking at it in their book.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
Okay. And I don't, and maybe they're in the middle of it right now, but it was just something I wanted to bring up. Linda's not here, but I'm pretty sure she had brought it up at one point.
So. Okay.
We'll just have to touch base with her.
They're out there, though. I get things all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're talking about putting a couple big ones in Ottawa County.
Yeah.
Big ones, so.
Okay. Any other old business? No? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bo, sure. What's going on with the tile in that in the back so we get that cleaned up?
Nothing.
I thought you was going to.
John said he couldn't come in and do the. To do the whole thing, that's why he was giving us a deal on like the cellar. But he goes, I can't come in and just do a cellar for, because I think he was only charging the fire department like $800 or whatever. So he didn't want to, he didn't know, he goes, I can't come and get the concrete and everything out of there and do, you know. So we kind of left it, lay there.
Well, you got two other guys' bids.
Yeah, but I had to break them back down because they were, you know what I mean? They were, yeah. I could call Aaron again, I guess, and see, but.
John actually called me today about that.
Oh.
Wanting to know what happened with that project. He just assumed that it got dropped or something. He hadn't heard nothing.
Well, we had talked about the cellar doing the cellar, because that's what we had talked about, was like, yeah, we're good with doing the cellar, but we were talking about the bins were full.
And the tile.
And everything was there, so.
Yeah.
So get rid of all the tile and backfill against what part of the bins are there.
Right. Yeah. So, I guess I can reach back out. It's been a while since I talked to him. It's been a couple weeks anyway on that, so.
It surprised me they called today about it, so.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Greg, you know, about doing the dozer work, and he asked me too today.
Yeah.
He says, what's going on with that? So that's why I brought it
well,
up.
Well, Growls was the highest on that bid too, yeah. So they were quite high on that, but which we kind of expected.
Yeah.
But
I thought I'd mention it.
Yep, so that's kind of where that's at.
Okay. All right. Any other old business? No? Okay, moving on to new business. The Ohio Lake Erie grant, wanted to provide an update, Adam Hoff is here. He's the co-director of this particular grant. So Adam, I just want to invite you to jump in as we go here, unless you'd like to provide the update. You
I can, if you'd like.
I'll go through it, and why don't you jump in if there's anything else you have.
Sure.
So the entire levee system, not just the project section, but the non-project segment as well, the entire levee system has been walked, visually inspected, and mapped with our drone survey that we did a couple years ago using LIDAR data, that's light detection and ranging data, as well as they're also accessing the Ohio Geographical Reference information. That data is all now being processed and analyzed. The analysis will include details of areas that are at risk of overtopping. That risk is going to be expressed in terms of annual chance exceedance. So if you think about it, you know, if 1% annual chance exceedance would be basically the 100-year flood event. Other risks will be mapped in detail, including animal burrows, tree root balls, erosion of embankments, vegetation that interferes with proper visual inspection. So all of that data has been gathered and is being analyzed. Next steps, the CEC, the Civil and Environmental Consultants, will be analyzing and refining that data on specific deficiency points. They'll be developing priorities, and then at our next trustee meeting, that's 3 weeks from today, that'll be January 13th. June 13th, sorry. June 13th, 3 weeks from today, CEC will be here. We will be we'll be inviting stakeholders. Those are area businesses that were notified that this was going on. We also provided notification to all of our community members through social media and website. So we'll, I think we're going to need to move our meeting next door into the big hall and prepare for a larger group. So that will be, they'll be providing an update on the work that's been done so far, the preliminary findings, the next steps, including detailed remediation planning, and then we'll need to look at funding sources for remediation over multiple years in the future. That's part of next steps. And then at that meeting, we'll also be inviting any anecdotal information that residents and stakeholders have, any specific information and locations on animal burrows, specific areas of concern, anything like that. That would simply add to the richness of the data that CEC is combining. And let me ask Adam, as an engineer, if there's anything else you want to kick in.
Let me answer as one of the board members for the district versus as an engineer. So I'll be a little more high level. We'll also be putting together a list of what we call frequently asked questions, just some things we anticipate people may be interested in. So we'll have those written out, and it gives people a good opportunity to have some information to digest and take home with them, and actually an opportunity to take notes through the meeting as well. I do want to talk a little bit real quickly about the annual chance of scenes terminology. I will put my engineer hat on this for this one. Calling it a 100-year flood tends to become a misnomer, tends to become something that people think means that that flood will only happen once every 100 years, and that's not true. The term was adopted way back when they started going through this process, you know, back in the 40s all the way up through the 60s really, and it just became commonplace discussion. What they're really talking about is it's a 1% chance of occurring at any time, any year, and that's a statistical chance based upon the storm events that happen throughout our region. So that's why some of you may have heard that some of the maps are changing for Lucas County. FEMA goes through periodic updates based upon weather information that's accumulated. And it's not that the old information is wrong, it's just that weather patterns change. Also, there's a lot better data that's available now than used to be available even 20 years ago. When I started doing some of the projects I work on, we use static rain gauges, the cylinders that people have maybe outside of one of the windows. That's a static rain gauge, and that tells you you might have gotten a half inch of rain or a quarter inch of rain or an inch, whatever. Well, now they have tipping bucket rain gauges, which actually not only measures the volume but also the intensity that the rain hits, and that's a big issue we're dealing with runoff and trying to protect places from flooding. So again, it's important to understand the distinction between a 100-year event, that term, and a 1% annual chance exceedance. 1% annual chance exceedance means it could happen, really it could happen three or four times in a given year, depending on how the weather patterns go. So that's why we're using that terminology, to make sure people understand that it is a little bit different mindset. One of the other things I also want to reiterate for the benefit of everyone here and anybody watching online, is that again, this project is being funded 100% through a grant. There is no money that's being expended either through the township or through the district. Mark and I are tracking our time associated with the different meetings and reviewing and supporting the efforts as they move forward, but that is the contribution that the township and the district are giving towards the project. There is no monetary contribution going forth with that. Beyond that, it's just looking forward to continuing working and collaborating with the township. I mean, obviously the district, you guys know where the boundary is, pretty much Howard Marsh North, and to the east to Ward's Canal. I will also say, we don't typically have this kind of attendance at our bi-monthly meetings for the district. So I do want to get the word out if it hasn't been already, which I think Elvis has done this, shouted it from the rooftop a number of times. that the project segment that's along the lake shore, along and extends southwest along Ward's Canal, that is back into an active status with the Army Corps of Engineers. That is a critical piece of the equation for this, for everything out in the flood protection areas. Certainly want to give credit to past members of the district board, you know, everybody that's been involved in that process. Tony and his team have also had a piece of it. So it's been a great team effort to work through that process and get us back into the active status. And what that means is God forbid something should happen, and there is damage to the levee itself or some other failure that occurs, that means the Army Corps will at least help, if not pay for the entire issue that's caused. So that's a really, really important piece. The last thing, if I can real quickly, I'll take a mulligan since Elvis didn't say it, but just a reminder for those of you that we do have one term, one seat is coming open. Chris Fleitz's seat will be open. The Court of Common Pleas has applications out. Those applications are still being accepted through this coming Friday. So if anyone is interested, they're available through, you can actually go to our website. There's a link that you can follow through to get the application if anybody's interested in applying for this.
And Adam, just remind everybody of the Reno Beach Hard Farms Conservancy District website address.
Is rbhfcd.org. It's our website, and it's located in the banner at the very top of our homepage.
And if you go to the Jerusalem Township website to community, there's a link there, and you hit that link, it'll take you directly to the Conservancy District website as well.
Adam, there's one more small piece that we need to tack onto this, and that is that one of the pieces that allows the district to be in an active status is all of the structures on the lakefront were documented by the Corps of Engineers about a year ago. That's a requirement. Maintaining the active status is critical inside of a grant. If we lose an active status, we potentially could lose a grant. Any work done in conjunction with the dike, there's easements on the dike that we oversee. Any work that's done on the dike must have a 408 permission form completed to the Corps of Engineers. They are very desirable to accommodate folks, and they want them to enjoy the lakefront, but we have to have that 408 permit form before work can be done. The downside to that is sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get the Corps to process that. And I believe there's no fees with that 408 permission form as well. So there will be a frequently asked question. We're working on it in the future, but it really fits with this piece right here.
Right.
If we, again, if we struggle with keeping our active status, the grants are jeopardy.
So if anyone does want to do anything with, if they're up on the dike and they want to add anything,
just do some
to the
landscaping
dike,
on the dike,
right.
Example.
And they don't know how to go about that, they can simply contact the Reno Beach Hard Farms Conservancy District board members, and you guys can help walk them through
yes.
that.
Yes, and the 408 permit form is available on the Reno Beach Hard Farms Conservancy District website.
Very good. Any questions for
Mark?
For
that's June 13th. But what time?
We'll do it at the regular trustee meeting.
Oh,
7
okay.
o'clock.
So
yeah.
We're going to keep the agenda light then.
So we'll, yes. Yeah, we'll try to keep
okay.
that agenda light.
Very late, because that's going to be a long meeting.
Well, we don't know how long. There will be a PowerPoint slide presentation.
The goal is to try to keep any kind of formal presentation. We want to try to keep it down to maybe 30 minutes.
You have a lot of questions, though.
But I have a feeling there will be a lot of Q&A that will go along with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, but ideally we can be, you know, I'd like to be able to think we can get done in an hour and a half, but whatever it takes, it takes.
Right.
Yeah, right. I'm not coming.
Okay. What's that? Okay.
Chief and Kevin were talking about
all right.
coming. I go, yeah.
Okay. Very good. All right. Any other new business, gentlemen?
I just thought I'd mention this. Dr. Eric Zodinsky, I think I said it right, May 25th from 11:30 to 1:30 at Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church in North Superior. That's his retirement party, if anyone's interested.
Yeah, he's the health current health commissioner.
Yep.
Right, Terry, mm-hmm. Right.
And also the District 12 Integrating Committee is meeting is June 8th at 2 p.m. I'll be there. That's all I got.
That's the DIC, okay.
Yep.
All right, anything that you have? Okay, anything, any other events and meetings? Okay, all right, well, let's go ahead and move into public participation. Chief Tony.
Question, Ward's Canal, is that gonna get dredged or is it dredged or, I'm worried on behalf of, you know, new boaters coming in and out of that waterway that they can run aground.
Right, Ward's, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources is working on the process. They have a consultant to take the core samples. They will then need a consultant to do the analysis of those core samples. And then once they have that, then they will take the results of the core sample analysis and apply to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for the dredge permit, and then they'll go out through a bid process for a dredging contractor. So that's in process right now. If everything goes really, really well, the dredging could start in maybe 6 or 7 weeks. If it doesn't go quite as well, it could be 12 or 13 weeks before it begins.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. All right, any other questions from the front row? No?
Any, new business?
Yeah, any public participation, if you have a comment, you can have up to 3 minutes.
Thank you. I've been a long time farmer in this area, Oregon, and do some township for a number of years. I've been involved with the Oregon.
And I'm sorry, if you could identify yourself for?
My name is Cliff Bury. And I own farmland in Houston Township in Oregon also. I've been a lifetime member of the Oregon Houston Township Society for a number of years. And I've been donating some small items to the museum. And I have a couple of big items that I'd like to donate. And I've discovered that they do not have a piece of property or a barn to store this antique farm tools or equipment in. And I think it's important to our generation to realize that when this was a black swamp area, how hard the farmers had to make when they came in here to cut the timbers to build their homes and their barns and things like that. And I'd hate to see that history thrown by the wayside. And I know they're scrapped for money, they have a hard time with volunteers and stuff, but if they could find a place that they could put a barn up to store this antique machinery in, it would be really welcome. It's been talked, I guess, some of their board members, that perhaps an ideal spot would be here in the township in your area, which you have some vacant land maybe, whereby you could lease 2 acres of that to the society for them to put up a barn to store this type of stuff in. Is that a possibility that trustees could consider?
We can certainly take that under advisement.
Yeah.
Okay. We thank you, Mr. Bury, for your generous donations in the past, and thank you for your ideas. I think we really very much agree with you that some of those antique farm implements really do need to be preserved so that our history, people can go back and see, our young people can see what kind of effort was required.
Well, you're familiar with Butch Berger, you know, he
certainly
has
him.
Antique tractors.
Yes, he does.
And, there's some other native, long-time landowners in Jerusalem Township that have pieces of equipment that should be saved.
Right, right. And we do have a park fest in each summer. This will be the second summer for that, and Butch and his tractor club brings a lot of those working antique implements out, and that's a real big hit with the kids and the adults. So yes.
Mr. Berry, do you have a funding source for the building yet, or is this going to be strictly through donations to get this building built, or?
I don't know what they would do. I think they would consider putting together an advisory committee of some of their volunteers.
And this is through the Oregon Jerusalem Historical?
Oregon Jerusalem Township, yes. That's a nonprofit organization, correct, as you all know.
Correct.
So any contributions are tax deductible.
Right. Yeah, George Carsonson was in my shop the other day and kind of gave me a heads up on it. So.
Oh, did he?
He didn't think he was going to be able to make it tonight, but he was in support of it 100%. So kind of clued me in on it a little bit.
There could be some grants out there even.
Right. There could be. Right. Yeah.
That would be one thing that should be looked at, if there's any grant money or.
Okay. How big of a building are you thinking to start off with?
I wouldn't have no idea. That's
well, how much that, equipment you got?
Well, I've got a lot of horse-drawn equipment, like cultivators, mm-hmm, and plows, things of that nature. I donated a cider press to the organization last month, and Linda has it. Bench has it in her barn right now, that she's going to take care of it, you know.
It's a big one.
It was an antique. It was the first cider press that the Berger brothers used when they opened their cider mill in 1865. It's a hand-operated press, which I'm sure they have some, well, they went commercial with it, so as soon as they could go to work and get some power source where they could do it, eliminate doing it manually with power, then this became obsolete, and somehow, I think it was my grandfather, ended up with it. Hmm. Now, I don't know when they went out of business, if they had an auction at that time, is when he purchased it or what, but it's been in my barn all these years, and
very good. Well, we thank you, and yes, we'll take that under advisement, and we'll also do a little bit of research into potential grant funding.
And you could contact, you know, with Michelle.
Right, I know Michelle.
She's president of the society.
Very good.
Quilder, Michelle Quilder, right. Bernie Quilder's wife.
Bernie's wife.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sir. All right, any public comments from the second row?
No, thank you. I have a question,
yes,
about,
ma'am,
the Greenwood Avenue.
If you could identify yourself.
Maggie Adeller. Thanks. You said that this property was given to us from the land bank with a house on it, which I thought they're not allowed to transfer houses. They have to be demolished. So are they paying for that to be demolished, or are we paying for that to be demolished?
I don't know yet. I don't know.
Can we give it back to them?
I'm sure they're not going to take it back. I think this one was in the land bank for quite a while, and it got put in with all the properties in January. I don't know yet. This all kind of, when I found out that it was ours, and I reported that tonight, so I don't know.
So you're just starting research?
Just starting research, okay, on it. So
best the properties before we take them on for the township to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Zoning inspector will do it from here on out to make sure. Okay. So.
All right. Okay. Any questions from the third row? Okay. Fourth row? Yes, sir.
Bill Tank, did anybody get the paperwork straightened out for the people that bid on them properties this last go around?
As far as what?
As far as the wrong information, wrong forms.
The wrong, yes. So we're in the process of that right now. The quit claim deed that the prosecutor gave us would not fly. Now that came from Lucas County prosecutor. So we have the right form now. So I'll be retyping all those up and I'm gonna send some off to the Lucas County auditor prior to giving them out to make sure that they are 100% accepted. Yeah. A lot of it was, there was one piece missing, and the other thing was the headers. We didn't have, there's supposed to be a 3-inch header at the top, and there wasn't a 3-inch header at the top for them to put their stickers on at the recorder's office. So that was the big holdup. So we redid it, and I should be getting them back out here in the next week or so.
Okay. All right. Any other public participation? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bill Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sellers.
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.